Well, now listen, I was saying to Aki Anastasio, listen, I've been in this game for a while now, and I've seen my fair share of the best and the worst South Africa has to offer. My capacity for shock, you could argue, is limited, but every now and again, I come across information that really just sends a jolt to the system. Something so egregious, so morally abhorrent, it shakes you to the core. Now, I said earlier, in Sona last week, the president, really in almost like a throwaway line, right? By the way, mentioned that 4,000 schools in this country don't have adequate water and sanitation infrastructure. This after he told us last year that this would be a priority. 4,000! Let that sink in. This after Michael Komape, Lumka Mteto, right? Those kids who drowned in pit latrines. I think it's a slap in their faces, certainly those of their families. Then at the weekend, the City Press reported that in the Eastern Cape, 4.9 million rand had reportedly been spent on pit latrines for a single school, which doesn't have a single properly built classroom. Children there learn under trees, and those who do learn indoors sit five at a desk in one of only four prefabs that are meant to accommodate the entire school from grade R to grade seven. 4.9 million rand for toilets that were left incomplete, with holes, and still pose a danger to learners. We're joined now by the principal at Mualwa Senior Primary School, Mandisa Dlaeya in Lusikisiki. Mandisa, very good morning to you, and thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Good morning to you, Kisa, and the listeners.
Talk to me. How bad, how challenging is the situation at your school?
Okay, let me start by saying this is a school from a previously disadvantaged area known as Kwanyati in Lusikisiki. So this school was officially opened in 2012 April in a two classroom smart structure that was built by the community in that time. But in August, same year, that is 2012, the department provided us with four classrooms of preferred and five student toilets. The enrollment has been increasing from time to time, and because in that time we were having 154 learners, but at this point in time we have 388 learners, including grade R. The issue of 4.8 million, I cannot comment on that because it was not documented. We never received anything documented that we'll receive toilets of this amount. The only thing that happened, we got that from a private investigator. I think it was in August last year, who visited our school, saying he was instructed to check the progress on the toilets that had been built by the Department of Education.
So we'll come back to that figure in a moment, but give me a sense then of what life is like at your school. You say you've got, 388 learners. You've only got these four prefab structures. What challenges does that pose in terms of how learning takes place at your school?
Okay. The thing is, in grade R, we are having 48 learners that are accommodated in a mass structure that was built by the community. And then in grade one, we have 84 learners. They are accommodated in one classroom. Grade two, we have 62 learners. Those 62 learners, they share a classroom with grade three of 48. So which gives you something like 110 learners in one classroom. In grade four, we have 64 learners. At grade 5, we have 37 learners. Also, they share the classrooms in one, that is grade 4 and 5. That's 64 and 37 learners. Grade 6, we have 31 learners, and grade 7, it's 20.
Yeah.
They also share a classroom. That is these four preferred.
So Mandisa, if I may just come in there. So roughly from what you can work out from those numbers that you've given me, how many teachers would you say you have per learner in your classes?
We don't have a problem with teacher provisioning because each and every year the department provides us with teachers. Like, for instance, we've been conducting interviews, I think 3 weeks back, for a post of a grade R educator. We don't have a problem with a teacher provisioning. The only problem is with the accommodation. The teachers are enough, But it becomes so difficult to use one classroom with different classes. That is when we end up using under the tree. We share the tree sometimes because, like, I'm a grade 3 class teacher. I share the classroom with a grade 2 class teacher. So most of the times I have to take my minerals under the trees and leave a grade 2 class teacher in the classroom.
All right. So now we know that there's this investigation. So from the reports in the newspapers at the weekend, it's alleged that these inspectors came to your school. The SGB head has been quoted as saying the first that you were aware of it was when people came to investigate, to come and see the conditions of these toilets that have been built. From what I understand, they still are incomplete at this stage. Can you describe them to us?
Yes. The department, in fact, the official that visited us last year told us that we are going to receive 12 toilets, which were said it was an intervention by the office of the SG. Then we waited and the contractor came, I think it was in May last year. Out of 12 toilets that were expected, 10 or 11 toilets were built. Then in August, again, that the same official came to say, you are going to receive another toilet, which will end up making 23, if not 24 toilets. Then we waited, the guys came, they started, but to our surprise, they disappeared in November last year.
So the job was never complete?
The job was never complete.
Do the toilets you currently have, are they safe for the learners to use?
The toilets that have been finished are safe, but those holes that were left uncovered, they've been covered now. So, and I was told yesterday that the contractor will come on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, to try and complete the work.
All right, we'll leave it there with the principal at Miolwa Senior Primary School, Mandisa Laiya. From what I understand, we're also being told that some learners walk as far as 6 kilometers to attend the school. So you get this picture of many schools like this under around the country, where learners get crammed into dangerous mud structures if the classes are full, and of course if they aren't learning under trees. So nearly 400 learners have to make do with 4 prefab structures that were given to them, in 2012. And then, of course, the SGB was quoted by the City Press as saying they were told that 4.8 million rand had been spent on building these toilets, which, as you heard there, are still not entirely completed. And it gives you a sense, it's a microcosm, but it gives you a sense of just how many other schools across the country face these difficulties. Think about that when it comes to whether or not we take education seriously in our country.